This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from our Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes now to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working tonight, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, or where you're doing it, thanks for keeping America moving along, and thanks for all you do. Now, follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out our all-new website by going to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Where you can always hear the program online if you can't hear it anywhere else by one of our affiliates or wherever. So you can always go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com, click on the Listen Live button that's right there. You'll get the live show that we're doing right now, or during the day, you can hear the loop of the show that we've done previously, and it plays until the next show comes out. It just plays over and over again. All right, joining us from FoundersCove.com, we have Denise Simon. Good morning again.
Morning.
Now, former Vice President Joe Biden, according to Rudy Giuliani, he said this in a television interview yesterday on Newsmax TV, used his son, Hunter Biden, as a bag man and got, in some cases, up to 50% of the bribe money from foreign entities. What do you think?
Well, I have no reason to dispute that. Giuliani has access to the hard drive.
Right.
Now, given Giuliani's history as a prosecutor, I mean, he took down most of the mob in New York. He knows how to do financial forensics. And he's not working alone, by the way. So, I don't know how much of the hard drive he's been able to go through. He said a couple days ago that he's only been through like 25 or 30%.
Mm-hmm.
So he knows what he's looking at and what he's looked at so far. So I can't dispute, and I wouldn't dispute, what he has said. I don't have access, but the other piece is, in that interview, he also said that he turned over yet another copy of the hard drive to the state police in Delaware because apparently there is underage girls in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I don't know what age. I think they may have just been teenagers, though. I don't think it was older teenagers, but I don't know. But this is high stakes, ladies and gentlemen. This is a flashpoint. And
okay.
Getting bigger.
Now, before we move on, I want to pay honor to a couple of police officers who were killed yesterday. First of all, in a routine traffic stop, a Greenville, South Carolina sheriff's deputy was shot and killed. And this is the one that I hate to report. Houston, Texas, one police officer was shot and killed, another wounded by an illegal alien.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable.
I think from El Salvador or Guatemala.
Yep. I mean, this is the reason why if they're here illegally, I'm sorry. See ya. Hasta la vista. You're going back where you came from.
Well, there was a sizable sting operation in Texas that I think yielded lots and lots of illegals, of which it looks like about 20% of them were not from Latin countries. They're from other countries.
Yeah, so, exactly. Southeast Asia and Europe.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's a report, and we'll throw this out there before we go to our break, that Joe Biden is seriously considering appointing John Kasich and Jeff Flake to his cabinet when he becomes president.
Okay. All right.
I wonder what Flake's going to be.
I don't know. Does it matter? I mean,
No, but...
He's really saying this
as
a shot across the bow to the Republicans.
Yep.
Basically saying, we've got Republicans that are in our camp now. Mm. Well, I wouldn't say that those two Republicans are real Republicans.
No.
So I'll just kind of leave it at that.
Yeah, and we are going to get into some things here because we're going to talk about what's going to happen at the debate. Now, folks, there are plenty of misleading polls out there. Be careful because it's just one part of the Dem PSYOP strategy to suppress the vote, and that's what it's all about. These polls, anything that's out there showing a big lead for Joe Biden, it's just not true. It's not there anymore.
Okay. You watch them, I don't.
I know, I do. And I got the one here from 538 that we talked about during the break, where Biden actually lost 10 percentage points of his lead. He's ahead by two. And their comment, not mine, is Joe is leaking Democratic support.
All right. He very well could be. If for nothing else, don't forget that the Wall Street Journal did a very large examination of the tax plan.
Yes,
and
yes.
That was published, yesterday.
And
his tax plan is as happy as he's selling.
Yep,
by long shot.
And hold that thought. And by the way, the 50 cent tax plan says, man, I ain't going to pay this. There's no way in the world I'm going to vote for this guy. He's going to raise my taxes way up. I'm not going to do it. That's a 50 cent tax plan. All right, I'll be right back with more of the DSimonFoundersCode.com. We're going to talk about the debate. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America. Third.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. That's Mike Gallagher. He's up in New York today, and a big shout out to him if he's up early. Sometimes he is up early doing what he's doing this time of the morning. So if you're listening, Mike, good morning to you. Now, this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com is brought to you by our friends at Balance of Nature. Now, Balance of Nature is a wellness product company. They have all kinds of different things there. And you can go take a look at their website, BalanceOfNature.com. And for a limited time, you can save 35% at Balance of Nature on your order. All you have to do is use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. But if you need a little bit more pep in your step, if you're not eating enough of the right kind of foods, if you're not getting your daily requirement of fruits and vegetables either, then I got a deal for you. Check out their fruits and veggie capsules. You're going to love them. Now, just go to their website, balanceofnature.com. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, or give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach. Now, you can start feeling better by going to balanceofnature.com or give them a call, 800-246-8751. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, balanceofnature.com. And Denise Simon actually got some of those samples. Did you try those?
Yeah.
Are you dancing around the block yet?
No, I'm there.
Okay. By the way, believe it or not, they sent me your order, so I got to bring it up to you. Gee whiz. Oh, well, so there you go. Okay, now, I want to talk about the upcoming debate, because we're hearing about the topics that are there, and the president has made it perfectly clear, if it's not brought up, he's going to bring up all about the Hunter Biden emails and Joe Biden's involvement and all that. Now, we've had a lot of questions from the audience. Do you think that that will be reason for them to shut the mic off on Donald Trump? Because if so, it's going to backfire on them big time, the presidential commission and Biden's folks.
Well, delivery is everything. So it depends upon how Trump introduces it into any of his answers or his opening statement, if they do opening statements. So it all depends upon how it's done. But he's on the last two or three rallies that he has done, including last night in Erie, Pennsylvania, he's brought it up.
Yep.
So it's already becoming, it's permeating mainstream out there. Not mainstream news, because if you trot on over to CNN or MSNBC, you can't even believe what they're saying about it.
Mm-hmm.
But it is certainly permeating the electorate. It's getting out there.
Now, they've got 2 minutes, each one of them, back and forth, right?
Well, maybe. That's supposed to be how it is. But, you know, you've got a moderator here that is really in control, has a joystick, essentially. So we'll see how this plays out.
Okay. Now, you have something you want to talk about, and it's a very important story. I mentioned it here a couple hours ago. We didn't really elaborate much, but we just mentioned it as a news story, but you've got a little bit more, and this is a big, really big deal. The Department of Justice is filing a landmark antitrust case against Google.
Well, They filed it yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a case that the Department of Justice has been working on for quite some time. So it's no surprise to Google. But Google has already said, they came out and said that this lawsuit was deeply flawed. Well, it's not so much. If you have to kind of read through the lawsuit, and I haven't read the whole thing. But one of the big deals, I'm going to be writing about it today, I did a little bit of a post on it yesterday, is the agreement between Google and Apple. And there is a sizable agreement, because if you have any Apple products, the search engine is named Safari, but it's not, it is a Google search engine.
Mm-hmm.
And that was done secretively, and apparently Google pays Apple around $11 billion a year.
Mm-hmm.
For having Safari really be a Google search engine. So if you're not paying attention, and this is where we are with antitrust, Apple product users don't have a choice
mm-hmm.
to not use Google. And that is where you would have a antitrust slash monopoly. So this is a very, very big deal. I would say this goes back to as much as the Microsoft case, and even AT&T and the Bell operating companies, when we had to break up the Bell operating companies. That's how big this really is.
Okay. So, in your opinion, I believe we're probably going to see something. Google's going to fight this hook, line, and sinker. Is that what's going to happen?
Well, it sure they will. And they, believe me, I mean, Google's got plenty of money. But the Department of Justice has plenty of time. And this will do, you know, as this comes out, this could hurt Google's reputation, some of Apple's reputation, that, you know, will just kind of be out there. I mean, we all know that we have lots of reasons to not like Google already.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing is that they give you search results that they think that you should have and not that are necessarily real. You know, based on keyword searches that an individual uses in a Google search, they do pretty selective search results. So I haven't used Google, I don't know, probably 7 or 8 years now. I refuse to. But you have to work hard to not use it because it always seems to be lurking in the background, obscured by some other name.
Now, the U.S. Senate is scheduled to vote Monday per Mitch McConnell on the Amy Coney Barrett Supreme Court nomination. And it looks like as if by all accounts that I can see that she will be affirmed. He has the vote. So there you go. Next Monday we'll have a new justice.
He does have the votes. However, do not put it past these Democrats to figure out some kind of plot to suspend the vote or stop the process.
Well, we know they're trying. We know that. We know they're going to delay it out as long as they can, which is where we're at with all this.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Okay. Well, we'll see. We'll see what happens, and we'll hope for the best. I don't know if you heard this, but it's a sign of the times we live in. A Miami police officer could face suspension after what he was seen wearing while on duty and in uniform. He had a face mask which said Trump on it, Trump 2020. Now, my question is, what if he'd had a face mask that said Miami Dolphins or Miami Heat? Or something, or maybe the University of Miami Hurricanes. Would that have had the same result?
There was a case, and I happened to have done a couple of radio interviews on this last year, that went before the Supreme Court because of what happened in a polling station in Minnesota. And a man came in, and he was wearing a T-shirt that I think said, I'm trying to remember the case, I think said, don't tread on me.
Mm-hmm.
And he was refused the ability to vote.
Mm.
He had to leave, change clothes, take off the shirt, put on some other whatever, but he was not allowed into the polling station to vote. Now, that case went before the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court said to Minnesota, this is First Amendment, so they shot down the law. Now, this one's a little bit different because, but it could, it may not, I've already sent that particular story over to the lawyers that represented the case in Minnesota to the Supreme Court. So I sent it to them yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
This may have certainly something to do that he was a government employee. I do not know.
Okay.
But nonetheless, it'll be challenged.
All righty, we'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel, so stay low up on the mountaintop up there. Okay, Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Go over there, check out all the great articles that she writes, and you'll know what goes on when she's doing it. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The FBI has told lawmakers the Hunter Biden laptop is in their custody and it is not investigating it as a Russian disinformation campaign. Former Secretary of Education Bill Bennett tells Fox News the explosive details of the Biden emails could be criminal.
They haven't denied it. They have not denied these emails. They have not denied the truth of these emails. And this stuff is explosive and it is ugly. maybe the president will refer to Joe Biden as the big guy, which is how he's identified in one of these emails during the debates. But, you know, attention has to be paid to this kind of thing, because Joe Biden and Hunter Biden are maybe criminal conspiracy, maybe not, but this really stinks to the high heavens, and the media has to pay attention to it if it's not too late.
Joe Biden has been absent from the campaign trail since the New York Post broke the story. USA Radio News.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
I'm not on the ballot this fall, but make no mistake, these policies are on the ballot. Every single one of them.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
And welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm joined today by a congressional candidate here in Hillsborough County, Christine Quinn. And hello, Christine.
Well, hello, Captain Matt. I'm finally glad to be on your show.
Well, we're glad to have you here. And listen, I want to start out talking about something that's on everybody's mind. We have a definite anti-conservative bias right now coming from big tech, from Twitter and from Facebook. We've got all this nonsense with the Bidens. What do they know? When do they know? But the big problem right now is there is a huge anti-conservative bias for coming from big tech. They're trying to protect the Democrats. Anybody that's got anything bad about them, they don't want to repeat it. You get censored. What do you feel about that?
Well, obviously, they're not living up to the First Amendment rights. So we have freedom of speech in this country, but it only seems to be freedom if you're a Democrat. If you have a different opposing idea or a message that you want to get out, well, then, and it conflicts with them, well, shame on you. They're just going to shut us down. So this is really concerning for America. Freedom of speech is the core of what our founding fathers based it, the Constitution, on. The right to liberty, the right to freedom, the right to freedom of religion, and the right to freedom of speech. And yet they're censoring every single thing we say. So, yes, definitely it's having an impact. I got banned from Twitter. I made a comment about masks, and they literally, I got 2,100 death threats. And all I did was get scientific proof, which, by the way, the CDC has now come out and said masks don't work. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they want to kill me for having an opinion. It should be okay to have an opinion. And the only way we're going to be able to come together is, I mean, I can be talking to you and we're preaching to the choir. We're all in agreement. But we need to bring in people with opposing conversation, right, with a different opinion and be able to sit down and have a conversation with them.
Well, we can do that, and here's how we can do that. Remember somebody that said it's all about the economy, stupid, James Carville? Well, it is all about the economy. And I don't care if you're a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, whatever you are, everybody's wallet needs to be a little bit fatter. They've been looking for this stimulus, and gee, last I checked, it was Nancy Pelosi that's holding up the stimulus, and the Democrats, including the candidate you're running against, the congressman in this district, Kathy Castor, they are doing nothing. They're saying nothing. They're doing nothing.
Nothing. They're just holding it up because they want control. It's all about control for them. They think they own the vote. They think they own the black vote. I mean, for Biden to come out and say, well, you know, if you don't vote for me, you ain't black, when he's on black radio, is ridiculous. So they're just trying to control everything that's happening. They want a liberal agenda, which is going to communism. And that's, this election really truly comes down to freedom and having your own business, being able to buy what you want, when you want, whatever you want, or communism, being told by the gun what you're going to buy, what's going to be on our shelves, when you can go places. I mean, it's ludicrous what's happening. It almost blows my mind that anyone even can possibly agree with the Democrat Party.
Now, you're a business person, and we all got tax breaks under the Trump tax plan. Everybody,
yes.
Whether you made a dollar or whether you made $1.5 million or whatever, the average tax that came back to the average business person was somewhere in the vicinity of $6,500 worth of savings. Joe Biden says he wants to eliminate the tax effective immediately when he gets elected. That means there goes your income tax right there.
Well, he doesn't just want to eliminate that. He wants to raise our taxes. He has specifically said he's going to raise our taxes.
Mm-hmm.
So that will crush my business. And that is the number one reason why I am running for Congress. I got into this race very late because I know what politics is like. It costs a lot of money to be in politics. And so people like me, businessmen and women, don't get involved because we have to work. Number two, it takes hundreds of thousands of dollars to run a congressional campaign. So what do I become? I become a fundraiser. But if I didn't get into this race and go after this Kathy Castor, who votes 100% of the time with Nancy Pelosi on more regulations, more red tape that doesn't do anything for businesses. It doesn't make our business better. It doesn't make our business more effective. And it certainly doesn't make our business more money. It's just paperwork.
Let's talk about health care for a second. Now, Obamacare was what it was. It was a debacle, a disaster. The health care mandate was terrible. I had a Cadillac plan that I had to get rid of and come along with the rest of the people, this, that, and the other. And for the union people that are listening out there, if Joe Biden has his way, those Cadillac union plans are gone.
Gone. Well, here's the problem. When prior to Obamacare, I had Blue Shield 80/20, my son and I, it was $432 a month. Under Obamacare, it went up to $888 for me and $400-some-odd for my son. So that was $1,200 a month. That's ridiculous. And on top of that, I still had a $5,000 deductible. So we were never going to meet that deductible, but I was going to be paying, what, close to $13,000 a year for health insurance and not even get the care I was getting prior. So Obamacare was a disaster. It's a nightmare. And I don't know how anybody can possibly think that was a good plan. Social medicine doesn't work. You can go to Europe. They'll tell you, yeah, if we go over there and you break an arm, you're going to get a cast. But you know what? They're going to tell you when you can come in. They're going to tell you what drugs you can take. And that's not good health care.
Now, I want to ask you about the military. Being a veteran, we've had a lot of things happen here. We had a great congressional representative for years, C.W. Bill Young. He passed away. We had another person come in, David Jolly. We've got Charlie Crist over there in Florida 13. He's basically doing not much of anything for the veterans, regardless of what you hear. Kathy Castor is just a yes, ma'am, you know, yes, ma'am, back to Nancy Pelosi type person. The veterans need to have some representation. You got about a 30-second window here. What's your thoughts on the veterans?
Well, I love our veterans. I actually work with our veterans, and I understand the health care that they really need and the care that they need to be provided. So if I'm elected in Congress, I will work hard that the veterans get their benefits without delay. And not only that, we have to better fund our military. So funding our military, the only way to keep peace is with a strong military, period.
Mm-hmm. Now, my question to you is, how can people go to your website and contribute money and help you out?
go to win-quinn.com, and there's a donate button right there. So that's win-quinn.com.
And they can go there and contribute anything from a dollar to whatever they want to do. And sure. People can get involved. They can take your signs and wave them up on the corner, grab your yard signs.
It. Hey, if you want to come out and wave signs at the early polling all week, we need volunteers. So just go on and volunteer, and that would be fabulous.
And we've had you come over to the Tampa Bay Trump Club before over there.
Yes.
We'll be over there again Tuesday night. So there you go. So there's an opportunity.
I'll be there tomorrow night. So come on out, and you can meet the candidate. That would be wonderful.
Yep, and you can stand right there by my table if you'd like.
Oh, perfect.
I've got 5 minutes on stage myself tomorrow night. All right, Christine Quinn, again, last message, 20 seconds.
Go out and vote. Your voice matters. This election, we hear it all the time, but this truly is coming down to our freedom or communism. Your choice. Get out and vote. Vote for Christine Quinn for Congress.
All right, Christine Quinn, everybody, check her out. Make sure you go to her website,
win-quinn.com.
There you go. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Thank you very much, Kathy. That's our voiceover gal, Kathy, and we appreciate her, Kathy Curtis. Now, Michael Savage yesterday, he can be pretty gruff and pretty rough, and I don't know, and he likes to drink. Now, I don't know if he had too much to drink or what the deal was, but of all the things to do at a time when one of our beloved conservative broadcasters came out and said that he's basically not getting any better, he's got stage 4 cancer of the lungs, and he's dying. That's namely Rush Limbaugh. Michael Savage yesterday reportedly ripped the comments made by Rush Limbaugh. Now, Mr. Savage, Dr. Savage, and he is a doctor, is going off the air because people finally had enough of what he did when it comes to broadcasting and, you know, being the anger guy and being yelling and screaming and all the stuff that he does and all that finally caught up to him. But please, there, Michael, you know, have a little respect for somebody that's got a very serious disease, because we're not going to say anything bad. But anyway, I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. Kathy, your turn again.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell...
Warning, if you are over the age of 65 and on Medicare Parts A and B, you must listen to this. Studies show that the average Medicare recipient pays more than $5,000 in out-of-pocket medical expenses each year. What is even worse is that sudden health emergencies can cost $75,000 or more and force thousands of unfortunate Americans into extreme debt and even bankruptcy. There is hope. The solution is SnapMedicare.com. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to protect yourself and your finances. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in your coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare, remember and rest easy, knowing that your medical expenses are being taken care of with SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516. You and your loved ones deserve peace of mind, and SnapMedicare.com will help you get it. Call 800-286-5516. That's 800-286-5516.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is brought to you by Auto Glass America. Now, there's gold waiting in your windshield. Given an inspection today, and if it's chipped or cracked, you'll get $100 when you have it replaced by Auto Glass America. I know that because they did it for me, and that's exactly what happened. Now, they'll handle your windshield needs, give you a lifetime warranty on the car, the truck, or the van that you're driving, and in Florida, Florida Comprehensive Insurance is required. Now, from Fort Myers to Orlando to Gainesville to Tampa and Sarasota and Port Charlotte too, and other surrounding areas, Auto Glass America will come to your home or office and process your insurance claim. Now, premium quality windshields and $100 are yours when you mention me, the captain. So give them a call, 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS for Auto Glass America. And don't forget to tell them Captain Matt Bruce sent you. All right, joining us right now, the watchdog on Wall Street himself, Chris Markowski. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Now, we found out yesterday, Peter Schweitzer released some more information, and in the emails was a picture of Joe Biden standing there, actually meeting and in a group of people, Hunter's Business Association from Kazakhstan. So I didn't know anything my boy was doing. I just didn't pay attention. That's a bunch of nonsense, which we knew anyway, right?
Well, listen, all of the there's a myriad of different odd business connects in places around the globe, which let's just put it this way, are not exactly full of rules And there's a lot of nefarious stuff that can go on. And again, these are areas of the world where you're talking oil and gas deals, which can be, again, very, very shady, to say the least, tie-ins between the government and oligarchs. So who knows what's going to come out next?
Yeah, and one of the things that was released, a story, was that Biden's defectors' emails, that would be Devin Cooney, his emails revealed that Hunter's associates viewed the direct pipeline to the Obama administration through Daddy Big Joe Biden as currency, as money. That was a means of lots and lots of money for them.
Oh, I'm sure. I mean, that's where the money, I mean, that's like printing money. When you're dealing with oil and gas, it's just flowing out of the ground. I mean, you take a look at the Middle East, you take a look at these areas, you look to Russia, Ukraine, Kazakhstan, all of these places, who has the wealth in those countries? It's the people that actually control all the oil and gas. And you get to bed with them, and you cut a myriad of different deals. I mean, that's how guys are, you're going to pay 80 people. Like, how in the world do they get paid, $80,000 a month for this and this? It's nothing. It's a drop in a hat to them.
Now, Google was hit yesterday by the biggest U.S. antitrust case in about 10 years. Now, the Department of Justice alleged that the company, Google, was using monopoly power in the web search market to freeze out competition. Now, aren't they owned by Alphabet?
Yes.
Well, Alphabet now is seen, their stock went up dramatically yesterday despite the suit threatening Google and the breakup of Google.
Well, it's actually the breakup of Alphabet. Alphabet is kind of Google. They just changed their name, and it's all of their businesses under one roof. The reason why the stock went up is nobody thinks it's going to actually happen. And I am under that same belief system, that they don't think that the government is going to actually follow through on this, nor will the government win. And I fall under the same camp. I think that this is more of a dog and pony show than anything else. Do I think that these big tech companies need to divest of certain businesses? Yeah, I do. I think it's important that they do. And I don't think Alphabet is the only one. I think then more of them should have to do this. I'm very, very concerned. And it's not just the Alphabets of the world. It's also these major media conglomerates out there that own all of all of the networks, all of these the news stations, and how concentrated all of this is in just a few companies. I find that very problematic as well.
By the way, I found out why I'm healthy and not having any problems and all that sort of stuff. You want to hear why?
Why is that?
Denim jeans. Denim jeans can actually kill the coronavirus and keep you from getting sick from other viruses that are floating around. How about them apples? And there was a report to that effect yesterday.
That's a new one. I haven't heard that one yet. I find that one fascinating. It gets nuttier and nuttier. I don't know how it takes corona out of the air, but, that's interesting, to say the least.
I don't know, but I like wearing jeans, so I'm right there. Ooh. So I guess I'm going to buy some more. No, I'm serious. There's a story, and it's right there on Newsmax. And by the way, you can catch Chris Murkowski a lot on Newsmax in the afternoon. I guess it's in about the 2 o'clock hour usually, right?
Yeah, different times over the course of the day. Sometimes closer to the bell. It depends on whatever topic they're covering there. They're great people over there.
And for those of us that know you, when they see you there, they're going to say, who's the guy with the glasses?
It's starting to go on me a little bit. It's just the eyesight a little bit when I read.
Yeah, but what was funny was the day you had the suit on or something like that with the glasses, you looked like a college professor.
Nobody ever told me I looked like a college professor before.
Well, you did that. That day.
That's interesting.
With the hair parted in the middle and all that, you did yesterday, that day, yep.
Well, I didn't have the corduroy jacket with the patches on the elbows.
No.
I didn't have that, no.
No, I think those, I don't know if they're still around anymore, are they?
I don't know. I don't, there's got to be a store for, professors are
okay.
Off where they can get them.
All right, well, let's put our feet back on the ground again here. I heard it again yesterday. Mitch and Nancy, and this time she's talking, well, we could have a stimulus deal by Saturday.
Again, aren't you, are they getting tired of this? I mean, how difficult
it just keeps going on. And by the way,
every day
we heard $2 trillion this time. We heard $2 trillion. And by the way, today they're going to vote on the skinny stimulus. They call it the $500 billion.
Listen, I don't know where they're going with this. I'm hoping that they do not bail out the states. I think that's what they're waiting for. I don't know if Trump is going to end up caving on that. I most certainly hope that he doesn't. Do I believe that we have to extend unemployment? Yes, I do. Not at $600.
That's in the skinny stimulus today. Yep.
That has to be done. I, you know, again, what are you going to do if you know, New York? What do you do if you're working Broadway? I mean, it's not your fault that these people shut this down. At some point in time, you might want to up and move and get into a different career, because I don't think anything's opening up anytime soon.
It's sure.
Quite depressing, really is. But, you know, these people need some help. They're not at work. It's no fault of their own. They need help. And I get that. But, you know, dropping $1,200 checks to everybody? No, I think that's stupid.
Well,
go ahead, Matt. I'm sorry.
Well, the unemployment is not going to be the 600. It's going to be, I think, 400. Might be even be 300, but I think it's going to be 400.
I heard between 400 to 500. You know, it is what it is, and those people need help, and I think that that's the right way to go. I do think that there should be some money out there via the SBA to try to get people to reopen businesses that have been shut down. I think that that would be helpful. Targeted stimulus is okay to help people that have, again, been hurt, no fault of their own. But just to, you know, throw money around the country, that's not going to help.
Mm. And, of course, I'm talking to Chris Markowski, everybody. You can catch him on many of these same radio stations on the weekend in his great program that's out there across the country. And don't forget to go to his website, watchdogonwallstreet.com, right?
Oh, absolutely. All sorts of great stuff at the website. You can sign up for my podcast, my personal CFO kit. I'm actually, you know, preparing people for, you know, what happens if Biden wins and how it's going to affect your taxes and, you know, how to prepare your finances for what's happening, all this money printing that's happening. All the senior citizens out there having a very difficult time with their money with ultra-low interest rates, because there's no, you don't get any return on CDs and in your bank account, and how we get around that.
Okay, well, here comes the music. We're going to let you go, and I look forward to talking to you tomorrow, my friend.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Go over there, check him out. And if you're watching television in the afternoon, put it over on Newsmax around 2 o'clock, because between 2 and 3 o'clock, he usually comes on and does a financial segment with another person on Newsmax in the afternoon. All right. I'll be right back with more. Don't go nowhere, no how.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.